here's a sound you might recognize. That's the roar of Godzilla, the Japanese movie monster that debuted in 1954. The man inside the monster was an actor named Haruo Nakajima.
Nakajima wore the reptile suit for 12 Godzilla movies. He died last week at the age of 88.
You know, Haruo Nakajima really set the standard for all the actors who would later play Godzilla.
That's Bill Tsutsui, the president of Hendrix College in Arkansas and noted Godzilla scholar.
Before Nakajima became the monster, he was an extra in samurai action movies. Producers of the original Godzilla film spotted him. They thought his wiry build would help him fit into the suit, and most importantly,
he had the reputation for being determined and enthusiastic.
Nakajima took the role seriously. He wanted to make sure he got the movements just right.
He would go to the zoo in Tokyo and observe the animals. He thought watching the lizards would inspire his character, but they just laid there. Not exactly inspiration for a city-stomping monster.
Instead, his real motivation came from bears and elephants, and he brought a lot of their emotions into how Godzilla walked and the gestures he made.
That determination came in handy when it was time to don the suit. It was uncomfortable and heavy, over 200 pounds, and hot, especially under the bright lights of a movie set.
The special effects staff had to drain the suit of his perspiration after every scene, so it really was a tough experience for him.
But it paid off. Godzilla was a hit. The film came out less than a decade after the U.S. dropped nuclear bombs on Hiroshima and Nagasaki, and the filmmakers used Godzilla as a stand-in for the horrors of nuclear war.
There have been dozens of Godzilla movies since the original. The latest came out just last year. And as Nakajima said in an interview with The Great Big Story earlier this year,
in the end, the Godzilla I played remains on film forever. It remains in people's memory. And for that, I feel extremely grateful.